Good afternoon, everybody. Hope you're enjoying the day. Well, we've still got a very active weather pattern ahead. It's a weather pattern that will feature lots of weather changes and also lots of temperature changes. But as far as any major winter weather makers in sight, as of right now, I don't see that. Now, that's not to say that we're not going to have a little bit more cold air in here, and that's not to say we're not going to see a little snow every once in a while, because we will. For instance, we have a fairly strong Alberta Clipper area of low pressure that's going to work on through, coming in from the west across the border states, that'll move right on through the upper Great Lakes, basically to our north, with a series of weather fronts during the day tomorrow. Now, that is going to bring in a little bit of snow. I don't see any major amounts, but it will have a little snow. It'll have a little wind with it, and probably at least a few lake effect snow showers behind it. Also behind it coming up this weekend will be the colder weather that we've been talking about. Temperatures will go from what they have been over the past day or two down to a somewhat colder levels. A little bit of Arctic air arriving here over the weekend and lasting on into early next week before temperatures moderate again for the middle and the end of next week. So let's put it all together then. My forecast for the rest of the day today, across the Thumb and Sunrise side, mostly cloudy. There may be an isolated snow shower or a couple of flurries. It won't be much. High temperatures pretty much where they have been, 28 to 33. Wind west to southwest to 10 to 15. Probability for any snow showers or flurries, 40%. Again, we're talking trace amounts. Drying condition poor. Humidity, 60%. And sunshine, not much better than 0 to 5%. Overnight tonight, cloudy. Could be some area-wide light snow later on at night. Low temperature, 20 to 25. And don't be surprised, temperatures actually start to rise several degrees overnight, with the wind kicking into the south and southwest at 10 to 15. Probability for any precipitation, 90%. That'd be later tonight. But 0 to 1 inch, that would about do it. Drying conditions poor. Humidity, 80%. Now, for the day tomorrow, on Friday, we'll look for occasional snow tapering off to scattered snow showers and flurries as it turns milder, and a high temperature, 35 to 40. Wind west to southwest at 10 to 20. Probability for any precipitation, 90%, especially during the morning hours. Snowfall amounts, a dusting to an inch. Drying conditions poor. Humidity, 50%. Sunshine, near 0%. For Friday night, a few scattered snow showers and flurries, and it is going to be colder, with a low temperature 8 to 13. And then we'll start out the weekend on Saturday, early day cloudiness giving way to some clearing. Skies eventually will become partly sunny, but it will be cold, a bit of Arctic air getting back in here. High on Saturday, only 10 to 15 on the thermometer, and a wind chill Saturday morning at about 0 to 10 below. Winds out of the northwest at 10 to 20. Probability for any precipitation is fairly low at about 20%. I'm Precision Weather meteorologist Wayne Mahar.